Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is an affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this is another contributor to our Black Life Stories Matter series based on a program that took place at Barry University on February 12, 2016. And the storyteller's name is Shanovia Warren.
Around the age of 10, I was at Chuck E. Cheese at a friend's party, enjoying myself and having a great time. And at Chuck E. Cheese, they offer you tokens so that you can get rewards, whether it be a teddy bear or a game or whatever. And I had, you know, I had plenty of tokens this time, so I was very excited about the idea of winning a big prize. As a child, that's something we look forward to. And at Chuck E. Cheese, I see a young man around my age. He's a Caucasian boy, and he has all of these tickets. It seems like he has about 100 tickets. And, you know, I go up and I introduce myself and ask him, you know, what's his name and where is he from and what school he goes to and some of the things he likes to do and his interests. And we talked and we were having a great time. Well, his mother approaches the both of us and she immediately comes at me and she says, I saw you stole my son's tokens. And I'm like, ma'am, I don't know anything what you're talking about. I didn't steal your son's tokens. I just saw you. All black people are thieves, and I just seen you take my son's token, and you better give him back or I'm going to call the police. And I'm like, ma'am, I don't have your son's tokens. So then it's me going against her back and forth. And this lady, she's beautifully dressed, very elegant. I think I remember her having on like a black dress. She had, like, sandy red hair to, like, her shoulders and some nice pump heels. And I said, ma'am, I really didn't take it. So she says, you know what? I'm just going to get the manager. So she went to get the manager. Then my mom came over because she didn't know what the commotion was going on. And I'm like, Mom, this is the story. And I tell her the story. And my mom's like, Shanovia, just give him. And I'm very stubborn. I'm like, Mom, I'm not giving him anything because it's not his. And I earned these. And I had never had gotten a big prize from Chuck E. Cheese. So it was exciting my first time being able to win like a huge teddy bear that I can put on my bed. And my mom, she's like, Shanovia, just give it to him. And so we're going back and forth. The ladies, she got the manager. And the manager is trying to tell me that she saw you steal her son's tokens, and you need to give them back. And my mom is like, Shanovia, just give it to him. I gave it to him, and before I knew it, I ran to the car, opened the door, shut the door, and crawled under the seat because we had a van where you can, like, go under the seat. And I just cried my eyeballs out. After my mother came back to the car, she said, Shanovia, sometimes you just kind of just have to just give in. Don't try to fight the system. Don't try to fight people. You know, I understand that you didn't steal it, but when I say that you should just give it to them, just give it to them. Don't ask any questions. The problem will be resolved. But I didn't feel the problem would be resolved. But because my mother said so, you know, I wanted to be obedient and listen to her. I think that's when I begin to really have like a complex about being African-American because I'm from Panama City, Florida, and this is where this actually took place. And it was horrifying to know that somebody who, because identified my skin tone as me being a thief, when in fact I hadn't stolen anything from her son. And from that day on, it's been very difficult for me even to go into Chuck E. Cheese now. Because my mind just goes back to the incident. You know, I've forgiven her for prejudging me, you know, although I know I didn't steal it. And her son, you know, he didn't really say anything, but, you know, that's his mother, so I can understand he doesn't want to go against his mother. But the idea that the woman lied and said that I stole something when she never seen me steal something was very hurtful to me.
Shanovia Warren, with a story about a false accusation.
Oh, yes, Michael, and there's nothing worse than being falsely accused when you're a child, because when you're a child, you're learning about justice and you're learning about truth and lies, and you expect the adult world to work in a certain way, and this was a very hard story to listen to.
I'm surprised Shanovia's mother was so accommodating to this other woman who was mistaken.
On one hand, it might have been a good idea to have stood up for her daughter. On the other hand, we were not there in the situation, and Shanovia is telling us that she learned from this situation that she needs to be aware that life isn't always fair, and that here was what looked like a wealthy white woman, and they were neither wealthy nor white, presumably. And her mother felt this was a battle that wasn't worth fighting. I'm understanding the story in that way.
You could argue that the lesson that Shanovia's mother gave her isn't a lesson that'll serve her in her life if she's to step down every time there's a disagreement.
This is a story of childhood, and this is a story of learning about injustice. And I think, to my mind, if her mother had spoken out, this could have gotten very ugly very fast. And I think it was a good decision to teach a little girl that sometimes with strangers, we don't know how strangers are going to react. And sometimes it's better just to step away rather than to let it escalate. But the point could be made that she's not going to teach her daughter to stand up for herself. I think you teach your daughter to stand up for herself when she's a little older, perhaps.
Well, this is from the series of Black Life Stories Matter. Is this a racist story?
I think it could be seen that way. Certainly, when the woman said to her, "All blacks steal," that certainly seems pretty racist to me. And again, like the other stories in this series, we are set down in this situation with these people thinking, what would we do? And we really have no idea. Her mother had to make a split-second decision. And we don't see this from her mother's point of view so much as we see it from Shanovia's. We see the pain that she feels. She crawled under the seat. She cried her eyeballs out. And it was a life-changing moment. She says, I think it was the first time that I became aware of what's going on here. So this is really not a situation in which we can read into Shanovia's mother's mind. It's a child story, and she knew she had to listen to her mother above all else. And that's really what you do when you're an 8-year-old, just like the little boy knew he had to listen to his mother. He knew what he saw. We could imagine, in fact, that he grew up not trusting his mother because he knew flat out that his mother lied. Maybe if he told this story, he would say, and from that day on, I learned I couldn't trust my mother or I couldn't trust adults.
Thank you for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneil@fau.edu. That's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E @fau.edu.
And our website has archive stories and contact information, wlrn.org, and click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.